Good morning, Wake Up HCC. This is Cris Oviedo here with you. And we're in the middle of the summer. It's a different year. It's a different feeling from last summer. And my guest today, we had a conversation. I think that when we last had a conversation, there was hope in the air, but not a whole lot of changes yet, right? Well, today is a very different day. We're in a very different situation. Vaccines are here. You know, a lot of people are vaccinated, a lot more going out, a lot more, but still figuring out what can I do, what can I not do, who's vaccinated, who's not. And you know, my guest today, Brenda Anderson, she's a project manager at AT&T, and we'll also have Adrian Summers. She's the director of apprenticeship and workforce innovation at Howard Community College, joining us just in a little bit. We have some exciting news. We have some changes. And the reason I'm kind of putting together, you know, our last conversation with today, I think is because, Brenda, it reflects a little bit of, you know, what this program is. This was a program that came very quickly, that, you know, it's a brand new program here at HCC. And one thing that I think I've learned through the past however many months has been since last March, right? It's that change is actually, you know, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's scary, but it can bring opportunity. Yes. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about this new opportunity. And I'd like to start my conversation with that in mind and talking, Brenda, about maybe opportunities that you have learned and AT&T has learned through this whole process of, you know, going into a virtual work environment, education environment, health environment. You know, what has that meant for you guys at AT&T? And how's that moving and helping moving things forward as we continue to hopefully leave COVID-19 behind us?
Right.
Yeah, so welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit of, you know, what that has meant for you guys at AT&T and how you guys continue to move forward with the lessons learned.
Sure. Well, you're right. I mean, I think the last year and a half, all of us, every industry out there has faced those challenges of how are we going to persevere in a world where suddenly everything changed. And I think AT&T was very on top of their game with regards to not only the communication but also the concern for the safety, the health, the welfare of all their employees, as I'm sure a lot of other companies have been. So it's been a little challenging in that so much of our life had to go to written and virtual communication, as you know. But you know what? I think the word is perseverance. I think you have to just push forward. You are faced with something that everyone else is faced with. So there's no sense in having that woe is me attitude. You just have to figure it out and move forward. So that's what we've done. I think that's what most companies have done. I think it's shown a lot of innovation and creativity from all companies on how they've managed their people, how they've just been creative in getting the work done in environments where you aren't really allowed to either have people or you have to social distance. You know, my industry, of course, being in the intelligence community, it's not really a good area for us to have virtual work everywhere. So, you know, let's face it, over at the Department of Defense, you have to be there. You have to be inside of the gate and inside and sitting at your desk. You don't have the privilege of working virtual for every little thing that you do. So, again, it's just, we persevered. You just move forward. You create schedules. You have people alter their schedules and just do different shifts so that they're not all there at the same time. And it just works. And again, I think it's just a matter of you just figure it out and you do it.
I really appreciate everything that you said, because it shows, you know, it shows the two things that I think have become really clear. And I think that define really life, right? That we have to have flexibility, but at the same time, there's things that need to happen in the way that they've been happening. There's opportunity in the midst of chaos. Yes. And, you know, as you said, AT&T, you know, took leadership, decided to just go ahead and change. And I think that that's what we're seeing here with this new Linux apprenticeship, you know, using that opportunity, all the lessons learned and bringing it together. So tell us a little bit about Linux and tell us what it really is.
Well, so Linux is really just an operating system. You know, you hear Windows, you hear Linux, you hear Python, you hear all those. And it's really just another operating system that is really up and coming, I believe. You know, as far as technically, I'm not your technical guru. So there's really, you know, no way I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts of it. But I can tell you that at least in our industry, it's becoming the go-to operating system. So what that means is let's prepare people, give them an opportunity to learn the operating system, to get the technical expertise that they need and that skill set to be able to go into at least my industry, and I'm sure a lot of others are using Linux as well, and be able to do system administration work. You know, with every operating system, there are different features and different policies and different rules on changing passwords, you know, coding and creating. So you have to have the experience and that skill set for that specific operating system in order to be able to do it. For where we are, Linux is definitely, there are a lot of programs within AT&T that need it, that of course are where government contractors, so they're gonna in turn need it as well. So Adrian and I got together and we decided, let's create a new track for the apprenticeship that we already currently have. And as you may remember, we have one for hardware tech, which is primarily the Windows side of it, the Windows operating system. We have a network technician or network engineer, and then we have an information security track. So I just wanted to expand that program because we do have opportunities that I think it would be great to bring in these entry-level people to be able to kind of help them build their career if they're really interested in taking the next step or in a different track. So we created the Linux track. I worked with a lot of the high-level managers at AT&T to come up with, I would say, primarily the best course list available. Like what courses should we put people in for to really make them be successful at this? You know, we came up with things such as Python. Python is a great coding language that you can use that's really going to help you with Linux. Intro to Unix and Linux as well. There's a server administration course. There's some cybersecurity courses. So we submitted our next track to the Department of Labor. And luckily we were able to go before the board and we got it approved. So this fall, we're very excited because this means now we get to start hiring for an entirely different cohort and try and just really expand the knowledge base. And again, you know, I mentioned this in our previous interview, it's such a win-win because we're gaining new talent. These students are gaining on-the-job training, in addition to earning a salary, in addition to getting their curriculum paid for. I mean, you know, it's really what's not to like. And I feel like we really are building the next workforce.
So, you know, I'm not even going to lie or pretend that I know. The first time I saw Linux, and I, right before we went live, I even got you to please correct me and tell me how to properly say it, because it's not something that I am familiar with. And it's not something I think that you know, you easily find it unless you're looking for it.
Sure. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about it, right? And who should consider, maybe somebody's out there saying, I've always been interested in IT. I've always been interested in going into this type of careers. I was hearing a little bit about Linux, but I don't know if it's the right thing for me, if it's the right track that I should consider. Tell us who maybe should consider and what kind of work is it that they will be preparing to do? You know, just who would be the right person to sign up for the Linux apprenticeship?
Well, that is actually a really good question. And I think you're right. I think that Linux is, if you're interested in IT at all, then, you know, yes, you can kind of take a look and choose, well, what part of it do I want to be in? Do I want to be in learning about operating systems? Do I want to learn about network? You know, because that's obviously, do I want to work in information security? All those things are individual, but combined, they're all needed. So I really think it's just a matter of preference and what your exposure is. I mean, you know, I'm very much, well, good morning, Adrian. I'm sorry. I'm just going to stop right there so I can say hi to her.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm in my office, so it's a little bit, I don't have a good space where I can be and do this. So
okay.
We'll do our best.
That's okay. We're already started. So we're just going to keep on going.
Perfect.
Okay. So I was going back to, you know, it really is just a matter of what your exposure is. I think that people, especially the entry level people, they don't really know. There is no real way to say, oh my gosh, I've got the biggest hankering in the world to learn Linux, until you maybe are working with a system that has the Linux operating system. And then you realize, hey, that's kind of cool. That's kind of exciting. Maybe I'll learn more about that. And we'll have people that will like it so much, they'll want to set up their own servers at home just so they can tinker and play with it. I believe it was first introduced back in the 90s. You know, obviously Windows has been around for a lot longer. So, but again, I think it's the up and coming operating system. That's just, you know, my take on it. So I really don't know that there's a specific desire in that, you know, somebody just wakes up one day and says, I want to learn it. But I do think that if you look at the industry out there, if people do job search, you'll see that is a big requirement in a lot of jobs nowadays. So anyone that's really smart and they're getting on these on-site, you know, these online websites to look for positions, they're going to see Linux, Unix, Linux, Unix, even over Windows in a lot of jobs. So I think it's just really, if somebody's smart, they're just going to kind of tailor their career to head that way.
You know, and I think that it shows how both HTC and AT&T, they're really staying on top of what's happening in the market. What, you know, where are we going and how can we start preparing? Let's not wait until the market need is expanded and it's just so big that, you know, all of the employers are saying, we need people who are trained in Linux. It's like, let's actually look at this opportunity that's just kind of like getting in place. Let's start preparing those professionals so that in a few months, in a couple of years, we'll have them ready and we can start, you know, building that cohort of students, right, professionals who are ready for this new opportunity that seems, it's again, that word change, evolution, right? Yeah. It's the market, it's changing, it's evolving, and HTC and AT&T are identifying that, looking at that opportunity and creating this new apprenticeship right here. Adrian, welcome and good morning. I'm excited that you are here with us. I know that Brenda briefly touched on, you know, some of the advantages of an apprenticeship, but I really do want to just remind everybody, you know, why an apprenticeship is a good option. It's a good choice when you're looking at furthering your education, your careers.
Absolutely. And as I've always said with apprenticeship, here's an opportunity to have the work experience, receive your college coursework certifications, typically with our IT apprenticeship. You're receiving a progressive wage and you have a long-term career. So it's a win-win for both the student and the employer and HCC, because here we're able to put our students into an opportunity where they're receiving that career opportunity.
Absolutely. And Brenda, you touched a little bit on this and you said, you know, you're working, you're studying, you're getting paid. Let's talk about that opportunity, you know, what that working part is, because that's really the part that I think it's many times difficult to understand. Is like, so I'm going to a job and I'm actually doing the work, or I'm just going and observing, you know, what's happening? Tell us a little bit about that.
And it really does vary. You know, I will say, yes, it's, in our environment, unfortunately, and as you know, our apprenticeship is very unique in the fact that we are sponsoring them for their high-level security clearance while they're going to school and also working 20 hours a week. So during that 20 hours a week, prior to them getting that clearance, it is a little challenging to find the work that they can do because we can't put them in a classified environment. So we have, you know, we just have various projects. Every one of these students have mentors, and the mentors are, the goal is for them to really help me as the project manager find them stuff that is going to help them learn a little bit more about what we do. And I really look at the full life cycle of the the program. I don't believe that an IS person should only be doing IS, because in order to really get the true understanding of how it all works, you need to have the full understanding of it. I mean, as far as networks, learning how switches and firewalls and all that sort of thing work, learning about routers, learning even starting in our warehouse about how the whole supply chain management works. I mean, because that's all coded and asset tags and all that. I mean, you know, it really is a full program from start to finish. So what we try to do is we try to give them as much exposure, even if they may feel it's beneath them to be working in a warehouse for a day, tagging boxes. It really does give them that experience of showing them, okay, here's how it all starts and or finishes. You know, we do a lot of what we call technical refreshes, where we, something may be out of date, and we do the ordering, we get the equipment, and keep in mind, this is going inside of a classified area. So it has to be, there are very strict guidelines as to how it has to be handled. So we get these students involved in understanding how they asset tag this information, how they log it, how they package it, how just so that they really truly understand. And that really is all relevant to the security process. You know, right now we currently have, I mentioned the refresh project. We have a laptop refresh project that people from inside of the DoD are coming over to our site at AT&T, and they are picking up new laptops because theirs have expired or, you know, are out of date. So every one of my apprentices right now are running that laptop refresh project. They are imaging them before they get there. They are making sure that everything works. So they're doing a lot of testing. They're meeting with the customer as they come over to get it. So they're getting that one-on-one customer experience. And then they're assigning it out. So they have a lot of responsibility with that. And honestly, we have, I believe the count for those is somewhere around 5,000 that we're distributing. So that really gives you an idea of how big that project can be. It's been going on now for probably about 6 months, and there's not even an end in sight just yet. So the beauty of it is it really helps us determine, by watching these students work, who's the leader, who's the one that just wants to follow, who's, you know, they're perfectly great candidates as far as being able to step in and do the job, but you will pick out the ones that seem to kind of take charge. And I love that. And when you find that, then you look to give them more opportunity, you know, maybe move them into something else a little different. So it really does just vary the jobs. It's on a case-by-case basis. We just have a new need for someone to learn this. It's called Crestron. I'm not really that familiar with it, but it is a system that is used in like a BTC type of, video teleconferencing type or a telephony type of situation. So we have taken a poll from my students as to who's interested in learning about Crestron. And what we may do is we're going to create training. We're going to have them train for it. And that way, when they do finally get cleared, then we may very well just be able to move them into that part of the program where they can then utilize those skills.
And I do want to add something too. Brenda mentioned the 20 hours per week that the apprenticeship students are working. As soon as the students are cleared, they are transitioned to full-time work. Right. So it is 40 hours once they are cleared. But again, it does take time for that clearance process. Mm-hmm. And that is why they start out. This is one of the unique opportunities with the IT apprenticeship, where they do start out part-time. Right. Most of our other apprenticeship opportunities do start out full-time.
Yeah. And I'm going to add to that, if you don't mind, just to kind of give you all an example of how well the program has worked from the start. We actually started our very first cohort in January of 2020. It is now June of 2021, and we have cleared and have transitioned 17 people over to full-time work, which that may not sound like a lot in a year and a half, but when you're talking about going through an entire clearance process from start to finish, that is very time consuming. It can take people well over a year to get cleared. So we've really had a great opportunity with our government customer helping us get these people fast tracked so that we can get them in started a little bit sooner. So I'm really happy with that. I mean, I think 17 is fantastic. And a lot of these students, I'm not going to call them kids because most of them are not, but I just happen to be older than all of them. a lot of them have really taken the initiative to show a lead out in the field already, and we've already moved a couple of them to different positions based off of their level of expertise. So that's just such good growth.
Absolutely. And, you know, that growth, that opportunity, it's something that I've always tried to just really let people know about an apprenticeship, because yes, you can go to school. Yes, you can have your education in the classroom, but being able to go and have, you know, people like Brenda or whoever else is working at AT&T with you, look at your qualities, look at your skills. Like you said, you can actually see who's the leader. You can determine, oh, maybe this person might actually like this over here better because I see these qualities in this person. A teacher might be able to tell you and guide you, absolutely. But if there's an apprenticeship opportunity and you want to be part of that, I highly encourage you to take it, because you're getting a lot of eyes on you, right? Not to put pressure. Maybe you're that sounds like a lot of pressure, but it opens up doors. I mean, you just said, Brenda, you know, we've moved people around. We've already seen who is, you know, who seems to be a little bit better at this over here, and we have that opportunity. So why not? Why not start really putting them on that path to that career that maybe they don't even know that it's the right one for them yet, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, are you finding that, like, yes, when you're talking to the students, and I'm sure because this happened to me as a professional too. I was a student. I had a very clear idea in my mind of what I wanted to do. As I started to really dive into my career, I was like, oh, maybe that's not so much exciting as I thought. Right. Yeah. And I'm finding that I'm really enjoying this over here rather than that. You know, and even now I'm still getting involved in other things and finding, wow, this is really exciting. This really moves me. What are you finding when you're having those relationships with the students, when you're having those one-on-one, when you're seeing them there at the job on the side, right? Tell us a little bit about that relationship that you're forming and what you're seeing and how that's helping move their careers forward.
Sure. Well, first of all, you hit the nail on the head with the word relationships. I think that is in any industry, in every job, everywhere. If you develop a relationship and you really get to know your employees, you're going to have such a better understanding of what they want. Second of all, they're going to be so much more committed to you. I think it's an amazing way to retain people by just truly getting to know them and what makes them tick and how you can help them in any way, shape, or form, whether it be both personally or professionally, you know, through their professional development. I've had quite a few students so far that have come to me and said, I started out, and one of the things I will start out by saying is, you know, we always tell them, look, we know they can't choose their track necessarily. We really do have to take a look at the needs that we have on the program. And then after we get the candidates in, then we have to make the decision as to where we're going to put them based off of the qualifications that we see on their resume, how the interview goes, you know, that sort of thing. However, I tell all of them, get your foot in the door, get some of that experience. We can always look to maybe shift you if you really decide you want to take a focus somewhere else. And we've already done it quite a few times with some of our students. One of our students, Jean McIver, I will actually use her name because she's been such a great ambassador for both AT&T as well as I know HCC has used her on quite a few interviews. She has been the perfect, I would say, model of how that works. She started out coming in as a network person. We got her involved. She did a lot. She moved full time. She got her clearance fairly early in the process. She moved onto our networking team, and she's been there working for, I'd say, about 4 to 6 months. But she came to me and said, you know, are there any opportunities in information security, because I feel like cybersecurity is kind of like where I'd like to move my path. So, you know, I took a look, I've talked to people that her manager, other managers, and they all agree that she would be fantastic at potentially using the network, but also moving a little bit into the cybersecurity realm. So I actually had her interview with one of our top managers at AT&T on the program. They loved her, and we were actually able to move her from the position she was in over to the IS area. So she's thriving, and to her, that is I can tell she's just so happy, you know, like, oh my gosh, you listened to what I wanted and you followed through. And that is one of the biggest pieces of advice that I always tell everybody, maintain that credibility by just following through. They may not, it may not be the answer they want at that time, but at least you're following through with them and you're letting them know you're not forgetting about them. You're not just sweeping it under the rug. You are listening to them. So I think that's, she's the best success story so far. And we've had quite a few others that are very similar.
That sounds great. Adrian, I want to talk a little bit about the educational piece and, you know, how that comes together, because it's, I mean, it's, I think Brenda has given us a very clear picture of, you go in there and even if you're already in the track, there's no reason why you shouldn't talk at least to a supervisor and say, I really am interested in this other area that I see that you guys offer here. Is there anything that we can do? And like Brenda said, sometimes the door will open, sometimes not yet, but you building that relationship and you expressing what it is that you're interested in, maybe at the end of your apprenticeship, there will be that opportunity. Maybe later, I don't know. I mean, it's just really the knocking on doors, the doing the work and the showing up and really just, taking full advantage of this opportunity of apprenticeship. Let's bring the educational piece and let's explain a little more of how that part comes into play in this whole process.
So yes, currently with the Linux track, they're taking 18 academic credits as part of their apprenticeship. With the other IT opportunities, typically it's between 18 and 24 credits. The students are going to school in the evenings so that they are available during the day to work Monday through Friday. Typically, I'll say that 8 to 5-ish time period. And then they do go to school at HCC in the evenings. We are trying very hard for lab experiences as part of the computer courses so that they actually have the opportunity to be on campus with some of the coursework. Some of the coursework is done, the lecture portion is done on hybrid. HCC is moving so that we will have a lot more opportunities for in-person classes this fall.
And that's a really exciting opportunity. I know that Brenda said, you know, just earlier in our conversation, it's great to be in a virtual world and we want to keep moving forward there when we can. And through this year and a half of experience, I think the industry has changed and created opportunities so that we can, but there's also, you know, a lot of parts of your work that you just want to be in person. You have to be in person. And Brendan, you know, you shared that with us earlier. You also talked about security clearance, and maybe this is something that people have heard about, but they're not really familiar. I mean, Brenda, you just talked about a long process.
Yeah, it is.
And you said that you guys have been able to fast track it for some people. What does it mean? What does it mean for somebody who is in this industry to have a security clearance, and why is it such an important piece of this program?
Well, for this program, and again, I feel like this is what separates us from most other apprenticeships. It's just a very unique niche. And granted, the market that we're in right now, this industry, there are a lot of positions around from the, you know, from over at DOD that require it. And what it means is it is a long process. You start out by filling out an insanely long amount of paperwork. And when I say long, it's well over 100 pages that you're basically disclosing every personal and professional thing that you've ever done in your life. Now, keep in mind, the government wants to deem that you are a reliable person that is going to be able to maintain national security for our nation. So it's very important that they do the background work, that they really do their due diligence to make sure that you are that reliable person that is trustworthy, that is forthcoming, that is going to be able to really maintain that integrity to be able to handle any kind of classified information. So the process is long and it is daunting. I will be honest with you. It can be very intimidating, but it is also a golden ticket for a lot of people. If you have that clearance, you are certainly going to be considered a heck of a lot sooner than someone else that does not in a position. It is the highest level of clearance that you can obtain. So that is important. And that is why it takes so long in the process. There's paperwork that needs to be done. There is a complete, you are assigned an investigator that does a complete background investigation on you. And they will go talk to old neighbors, old friends. They're very thorough in addition to interviewing you. It takes a long time. Obviously after that, there is also a polygraph that is required. And, you know, this does ask you both personal questions of a very personal nature, as well as what we call the counterintelligence portion, where it's going to ask you questions, you know, with regards to national security and making sure that you are going to be an honest person with your country. So these are all part of the process that is very time consuming. Again, it's not one thing is necessarily going to be done. Like you can, it's very often that you might not necessarily get through your polygraph the first time. That's okay. It's just the most important thing that we really stress to everyone is be honest, be forthcoming. There are no perfect people in this world. And we know that. And we've tried to tell every one of these students this. But if you think you're going to somehow keep it and then it not be found out, you're wrong. And unfortunately, we've also found out the hard way with some of our students that that's happened. They may have thought, oh, maybe I don't really need to disclose that information. I guarantee you it will come out. So you're better off. I think, you know, the government isn't looking for people who have never done anything wrong. They're looking for people who are willing to be honest about what they have done. And you know, are there some reasons that will prevent you from getting given access? Absolutely. But the majority of the time, it's little things that as long as you're honest about, they can get through it with you. You just have to be patient and go through the process. So, you know, it is, like I said, it can be a little daunting. It's intimidating when you're sitting in a chair getting a polygraph. If you've ever seen one on TV, yeah, that's pretty much the way they are. I'm not going to lie. I mean, they are. But it's a necessary part of the process that they require. And we all have to, you know, if you know you're going to be getting into these type of positions, you do sign up to go through that entire process. But it is worth it. It is, you know, it produces so many more opportunities within government programs for you to be able to just move around if you have that clearance. So if you are looking to get into this apprenticeship and into this industry, then you just have to know that up front that you are signing up for that.
You know, and I mean, just listening to this process, lengthy process that it is, having somebody like you guys walking right there next to you, guiding you, assisting you, comforting you. I mean, how good it feels to know that they're not looking for somebody perfect, that, you know,
exactly.
Maybe somebody's listening and they were like, well, I've never really looked into even applying for it because I know that, I don't know, I made a mistake years ago and I've already determined that they're not going to give me this clearance. Well, to hear from somebody like you to say, well, just apply and be honest about it. And they might actually, you know, work with you.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we do with HCC for this apprenticeship is we do hold information sessions with Adrian, and I do have our director of security attend that info session. So, you know, even though I'm talking about the apprenticeship, he actually comes on and gives the students who are interested in applying a chance to really know exactly what this process is like. And it's coming straight from him, who's been doing this for 30 years. So he's certainly even a better person to talk about it than I am, even though I have my clearance. So I think it's all about communication and information. The more you get out there about what to expect, then really it does two things. One, it helps them understand what to expect. And two, it helps them understand that if they have done more, maybe they would want to talk about it prior to even applying to see if they think they would be a good candidate. You know, we've certainly included questions on our application process that Adrian has that have probably seem a little more personal to people than they think they should be, but it is an important part of this process. You know, you may not necessarily have these questions on a normal job application, but since we know that we're going to be moving forward in a clearance process, we have to just include them now to kind of, I would hate to say it, but kind of weed out if there are any people that potentially wouldn't qualify. So, you know, we do try to be as communicative as we can with getting the information out there so that they can make their own decision as to whether or not they want to move forward in the process.
And I appreciate that so much because it saves you time. It saves the students time. It does not mean that you cannot have a career in IT. And I just want to elevate that because maybe somebody's listening and saying, okay, well, you know, maybe the Linux is not for you, right?
Because no.
The security clearance is a part of it. And if you're saying, okay, I got the questions and I know that I do not qualify, but that does not mean that you need to switch careers completely. There's other opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, in the commercial industry, you don't need the clearance. So, and Linux, Windows, all of those, they're all used all over the place. So even if this specific apprenticeship, due to the nature of the clearance, is not for you, absolutely, if you have any kind of passion for working on operating systems or programming or that sort, there are so many opportunities out there that you can take advantage of that don't require the clearance. We are just in a certain little niche that does so.
Let's now move a little bit more into that area that excites a lot of people about apprenticeships and that is different from anything else out there, which is having your studies paid for, getting paid to actually go and work. Let's talk about that process. Let's talk about how that works and what AT&T is offering our students at Howard Community College.
So you're right in that it is more exciting because it's, as Adrian says, it's that earn while you learn and model. And I think that's fantastic for some students because most students, if they come on as just interns are going to only be a temporary thing. You know, let's face it, if you're an intern, you're only going to work for a couple months potentially. Yes, you might be earning money, but then once the internship is over, you're done. The thing that makes apprenticeships so great is you're earning a wage while you're getting someone else to pay for your college. And then, oh, by the way, you're going to get offered a full-time job afterwards. I mean, so it really is, if you're looking for a career path that is going to kind of take you through the full cycle of getting a full-time position, it's the perfect opportunity for you. Ours is, of course, a little more unique with the clearance because it can take a little bit longer for you to get to that point where you're offered the full-time. But once you're hired on to AT&T, you are our employee. You are an AT&T employee. You get all the benefits of AT&T, even in a part-time capacity at first. Once that clearance comes through, I work with each of the students individually and personally to make sure that, first of all, it's the right time for them to move full time. I've had a couple students that their clearance has come through so quickly that I've come to them and said, are you ready to transition to full time? And they've been a little hesitant. So I certainly don't want to set anyone up for failure. I think that is the most important thing that you should never do for someone is set them up in a position where they are uneasy or they're sure to fail. So a couple of them, I've worked with them in potentially letting them finish out a semester so that they feel more comfortable about their grades, because that is such an important part of this process, is them learning this coursework so that it can help them. Part of the coursework that we have them take sets them up for getting certifications that are required by our government customer. So, you know, we're really trying to kind of get the full circle of making sure that we're setting them up for total success once they do go full time on that program. Getting their A+ and their Security Plus certification is a very important part of this process. The government customer requires it if you're going to have access to any of their systems. And in systems administration work, it is a requirement for you in order for you to have that access to be able to manipulate or touch or, you know, do anything to any of the government systems. You have to have these certifications. And it's such an important requirement that if you don't have it, you could potentially be removed from that position. So our goal is to give these students the resources that they need to even have that before they even get accepted full time. That way they can just move right on it and it be an easy transition for them.
Adrian, we also said that, you know, maybe the Linux is not for everybody. What other opportunities, apprenticeship opportunities, and IT specifically, are out there through Howard Community College?
So Howard Community College has 11 occupations that we do offer now in the apprenticeship space. We do have the 4 occupations in IT, which is the IT field support, network field support, and the security system specialist, in addition to the Linux. We have software development. We have three different occupations in software development, which also falls under IT, as well as construction management, biomedical engineering technology, our traditional occupations in HVAC and electrical. And we do still have more in development. So there will be more that we'll be adding. Hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have another one that we'll add. And then early in 2022, there'll be others that'll be on the path of being adopted by Howard Community College.
Let's talk about that application process. Let's talk about yes. what that looks like for the students.
So we do have an application. They can go to the Howard Community College homepage, howardcc.edu/apprenticeship. And that lists all of our occupations. The occupations, they can go straight to the IT. They do need to apply to HCC first if they are not currently a student. And once they've done that, there is a secondary application for the IT apprenticeship.
So once the students come and apply at Howard Community College, does everybody who apply is immediately assigned to AT&T? Is there maybe like an interview process with AT&T? Brenda, tell us a little bit about that connection right there.
So the interview process is pretty elaborate, I would say. The first thing is that they do go through an interview with HCC. I try to sit on as many interviews as I can. We also do have a partner that we have included in with AT&T, and I know we've mentioned this previously, a company named SCDIT has also, they are a subcontractor to us, and we have invited them to also participate in this. So they actually take a couple of the students on for each cohort. So the person there that is my rep, she is awesome about also being involved in getting on these interviews. So we do an interview with HCC. That's the preliminary interview. And then that kind of helps us decide who we're going to push forward for the final interviews. We then, I believe Adrian and I are planning for the end of this month, we hold what we call interview day, where I have a lot of our mentors and or AT&T managers, as well as some of the SCDIT managers, sit in. We do a pretty, we would call it speed dating interviewing. I mean, honestly, these students that we've accepted, they are given a WebEx to sign on to. They have about a 10 to 15 minute interview with one manager. They get off that one, then they have to jump right on another one. So they're interviewed by two other people that are definitely more of your technical manager in the field. We really want to give all of these students the fairest opportunity available. So it's certainly not right for me to just be the only person that's choosing who gets accepted to this apprenticeship. I don't think that's fair. Just as it wouldn't be fair to, you know, only have HCC do all of our candidates as far as like their choice. So we really want to make it a well-rounded interview process where we get more hands in the pot so that we get a better idea of, you know, how these students are. So after these managers do interview them, they fill out a survey for us based off of their recommendations. They send it forward to me, and then we do take a look at it at that point and then decide, based on the needs of our program, how many students we're going to be accepting. That does change every time, and I will point that out. You know, I believe our first cohort that we hired over 20 people, that first cohort, because we had such a need on the program. Then COVID hits. And, you know, for our second cohort, or it may have even been this last one, I believe, we only hired like 12. So, but again, when you are stuck with, now we're all virtual, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. The last thing I wanted was to bring these students in and not have something for them to do. Again, it's that whole going back to the last thing I want to do is set them up for failure. So we decided to make just the decision to not bring as many on the last cohort. I do believe that since things are ramping back up with the government and with us getting back on, this next cohort, we're going to be hiring, you know, a few more people. So, because we do have more of a need now. So it's great. They will know by the beginning, ish of August if they're accepted to the program, and then they have to start their entire hiring process through AT. So it's just like any other AT&T employee. They have to go through the background check. They have to, you know, go through the drug screening, all that sort of thing. And we're looking at the end of August as being an onboarding date for them to start right around the beginning of the semester. That's usually how we kind of try it. So
let's say somebody applies, they go through the application process, they're accepted, they get interviewed, they're ready to sign, they're ready to start. From that day on until they get the certification, how long is the actual program? You know, just very briefly, I know we've talked about what they can expect to do, what they can expect to see. But if you could kind of like summarize it, right? Like in a sentence or two, you know, what can they expect after that first day hits?
They can expect as much on the job training as they can handle until that clearance process completes, and then they move into a full-time position. Once they move full-time, then they are working on a team out at one of our sites. So they won't be physically in the AT&T building anymore. But while they're in the AT&T building, they're going to be working with teams. They're going to be working individually, and they're going to be gaining as much experience that we have to offer at that time. Again, all based on the needs of the program. So it does change.
And the program itself is how long?
Well, that's really depending. I think Adrienne can probably speak better to with regards to the curriculum.
Right. It's approximately 2 years long, and AT&T does have a requirement that they do give an additional 2 years of service. So that would be a four-year commitment for students. Now, there could be an opportunity, depending on some classes and the way things fall, it could end the hours that a student needs in order to complete this, as well as the competency. It could extend to 3 years, but it would be an additional two-year commitment afterwards. That would be a total of 5 years. Again, because there is so much uncertainty of when a student is going to be cleared, that's where the time could shift slightly.
Adrienne, let's remind everybody where they can go to find more information about apprenticeships. You know, this specific one, the Linux, and every other one that HEC has to offer.
Absolutely. You can go to the Howard Community College website, howardcc.edu/apprenticeship. That is going to bring you to our apprenticeship page with all 11 of our occupations. There is a tab for IT. When you click on the IT tab, you can see all of the four occupations that we have, and all the instructions are there. If you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to the apprenticeship team. That email address is apprentice, APPRENTICE, at howardcc.edu. And one of the team members will be happy to answer any of your questions.
I think we've gone in great detail about what to expect, what it is, you know, who should consider it. I think it's important, though, to kind of like summarize all of it. It's a lot of information. Like we said, Brenda, at the beginning, I had to even figure out, how do we say this word right here? Is it Linux? Is it Linux? You know, so maybe there's people out there who are still thinking, I don't know if this is the right thing for me. So Brenda, if you could maybe just give like a short pitch, right? If you were talking to somebody and you wanted to pitch this idea of the Linux system administrator apprenticeship to somebody and why they should consider, student should consider joining, what would you say?
Well, let's see about this. Okay. So I would say, if you are interested in IT at all, if you really think this is kind of where I want to go, which let's face it, you can't go wrong. There is not many people that go into an IT industry that can't just keep learning and keep learning and keep learning, keep moving up the ladder. Linux is a great one, just like any of the other operating system ones are, just because, again, you're learning a new skill set. It's just going to make you more marketable. So why would you not want to learn everything you possibly can in the IT field? And having a niche is great, I think. I mean, I think if you're like the Linux guru, which believe me, we actually look for those where we are on certain programs, it'll be a hot job that we need Linux people. So all you're doing is making yourself more marketable in a very saturated industry, but when you have that one skill set that somebody else doesn't have, you're going to be the one that they come to. You add on top of it that you have a security clearance, and guess what? Now you've just really upped your salary requirements. It's just a win-win. I think, you know, I certainly am excited about this new Linux opportunity, because again, I think this is it's a whole new part that we're going to be discovering and seeing how we can utilize these people. But we have programs that need them, so we're just asking for anybody that has that interest. If you're not sure, if you've been doing Windows and you think Windows are great, well, you know what? Why not switch over and try Linux? There is nothing saying you cannot learn two skill sets, and it's only going to make you more marketable in the field. So, you know, my pitch is just learn whatever you're really interested in and learn it good. And if you learn it and you're really good at your job, then people are going to want you. So,
Adrian, I'm actually going to ask you a similar question, but for an apprenticeship. You know, maybe somebody's still listening and saying, well, I don't know, it's a big commitment. I mean, we talked about this many hours that need to be, devoted to this employer. We talked about I'm working full time in most places for most opportunities with an apprenticeship. And then I also have to go to school. It seems like a lot of work, right? So let's pitch to those people out there who are listening and saying, I don't know, why should I consider going and doing this apprenticeship? It seems like a lot of work.
Again, here's an opportunity to earn and learn. So you are earning a progressive wage. You have your coursework paid for by an employer. You have on-the-job experience, and you have a career during as well as at the end of the apprenticeship. We here at the apprenticeship team, we are here to help navigate, to assist. I will say that the majority of our students do go to school in the evenings because they are working during the day. We understand that. We also work with you because you're not going to go to school full time and work full time. Typically, you're taking 1 to 2 courses per semester for any of our programs. And again, we are here as resources, as additional assistance. If you're having difficulties, you need to have don't understand a few things on your coursework, that's what our office is here to connect those dots to offer that assistance. But it is a fabulous opportunity for you to get that on-the-job training to really advance your career. Where can you go and earn a college degree and also come out with several years of on-the-job experience? That is very, just not heard of. So here's an opportunity for that to happen.
Absolutely. I'm just going to keep you guys for a couple more minutes before we wrap our conversation up, because Brenda, I also would love for you to talk to employers out there. We've talked about how good of an opportunity this is for the students and for somebody who's looking to further their career. But why did AT&T say, let's do this? This makes sense. Sure.
Well, I think AT&T, the managers at AT&T were so good about recognizing the need in the industry. And I think if you're in this area at all, you do realize when I mentioned it's a saturated market, there are just so many people that have been in here for 20, 30 years, that guess what? They're going to retire. They're going to quit eventually. How are we ever going to have the next workforce for tomorrow if we don't start today by training and getting these people up to speed and giving them the skill sets that they need to in order to succeed? So what a better opportunity for employers to bring on this new level of workforce and help train them. And yes, is it a risk? Sure. What in life isn't? You know, you are paying a lot of money to educate these students, to pay them a salary while they're working. And there have been situations where it hasn't worked out, that, you know, we've had students that have had to be removed or had to, you know, leave the program for one reason or another. But it's been very few and far between over the ones that are succeeding and are thriving and are really excited about this opportunity. Well, you have to also look at this as a retention tool too. I mean, yes, we're building that next workforce, but these people are going to be more likely to be committed to us as a company because we are showing our commitment to them now. So it's all about relationships. It's all about just giving them the tools they need to help them succeed. And they're not going to want to leave you if you're helping them grow to that next level of their professional development. So employers, it's, if you have the means to do it, and I do realize that there are a lot of companies that may be small, don't have the overhead that they can put forth to be able to provide these type of resources. But if you do, you will not regret it, because I'm telling you, some of the talent that we've already gotten out of this program far exceeds any understanding of any of it that I could ever have. I mean, I've just been amazed at some of these students and what they know and how smart they are. And now they're AT&T employees, and that's what they want to stay. So what's not to like about that?
Relationship, opportunity, passion for a career, and that desire to move forward is what I take with me after this conversation today. If there's anything else that either one of you guys would like to add before we wrap our conversation up, this is your opportunity.
I mean, I'm fine. I just recommend both students and employers to just look into it. If you're not sure, there are plenty of people out there that are going forth with a college degree in the 4-year capacity. You know, they want to go through, they want to get it all. And I highly encourage that. Just as I would highly encourage it even after you did an apprenticeship to continue on with your education. I think that's so very important. But if you're just not sure, this is also a perfect opportunity for you, because you're able to really get your hands in something to see if it's where you want to be. Yes, it is a little bit of a commitment, but it gives you that opportunity. A lot of people don't figure things out in life at first. They just don't. But, and it's okay. That is okay. I'm very old and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. But I know that I really, truly enjoy helping others succeed. So I feel like this is just an opportunity to give them that one step closer to finding out what they really want to do.
And for me, it's a fabulous opportunity. We realize that some students are very gung-ho when they want to get that 2 or 4 year degree. You can still earn your 2 or 4 year degree with this program. It does take a little longer, but you can still earn it. And along the way, you have an employer paying for your courses. So therefore you won't have that huge student debt at the end either.
And that relationship, which, you know, to me is, it's key in moving forward, not just in your career, but in every aspect of life. Relationships can open doors, they can guide us, they can, and you have that opportunity here, you know, from the beginning to just start walking with an employer who cares about you, who wants to help you move forward, who's identifying opportunities, who will be able to look at you and maybe even guide you and shift you into a place that maybe you were not seeing yourself in, but it's the right place for you. So thank you both, Brenda and Adrian, for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. HowardCC.edu/apprenticeship is where you can go to find more information. I highly encourage you to go there. Just check it out. See if it is the right opportunity for you. Maybe not for you, maybe for your cousin, for your dad. Like Adrian said, career change, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for a career change for somebody who's had a career already, yep, but wants to do something that's more passion driven to them. So again, check it out. Take a look. Lots of opportunities out there. Share this with everybody. And until next time, I am Kadisa Viena.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.